three weak weather disturbances will pass through the Midwest over the next several days, and we'll likely see some light precipitation occur as each one of these events passes through the region. Most of the moisture resulting will not likely be substantial in the sense of seriously bolstering moisture profiles through the soil, but we are expecting enough to maintain a favorable environment for spring planting as well as early season crop development. Now, as we move into the second week of the two-week outlook, we may see some of this precipitation disappear, especially in the Delta and the southeastern states where rainfall is not likely to be significant in the second week, but most of the eastern Midwest will still have opportunities for light precipitation events. There will be a good chance for frost and some freezes to occur again as we move into the early part of next week across the Great Lakes region and portions of the eastern Midwest as far south as Ohio and maybe a small part of Indiana. The cold air is going to follow the last of these three disturbances I mentioned before that will produce light precipitation across the region. So sometime probably, I'll say Wednesday morning will probably be coldest. We'll likely see temperatures in the 20s and 30s occurring across the Great Lakes region with 30s and a possibility of a couple of upper 20s occurring in portions of Ohio and some neighboring areas in Indiana. All of the coolness is not likely to be great enough to cause any permanent crop damage to any of the winter wheat, and most of the corn is up in those areas to create any kind of a threat for the production potentials as we move forward into the summer season. The outlook after this cool bout is over is for warmer air to move back across the eastern Midwest. We'll likely see that evolve as we move forward into the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. The next larger storm system possibly bringing widespread precipitation to the region would probably hold off until we get into that second weekend. April 7th and 8th, in fact, will probably be the earliest that we see the next bigger system impacting the region. U.S. hard red winter wheat will also experience some risk of frost and freezes as we move forward through the early part of next week. Tuesday morning looks coldest. We'll look for low temperatures then running into the upper 20s and 30s from Colorado into Nebraska. The precipitation that occurs will certainly not be very great in most of the plains during that time or even any time before then. We're expecting the High Plains region to stay basically dry from now all the way through the majority of the work week next week. The next larger storm system to possibly impact hard red winter wheat country is probably well over a week away, although there is a disturbance that will occur briefly, probably Monday night into Tuesday, just ahead of the coolest weather, and we'll likely see precipitation occur across the central and southeastern parts of the region. For the heart of the Midwest, our temperatures are likely to continue to be warmer than normal as we move forward through the next full week. Afternoon high temperatures today will likely get back up into the 70s and lower 80s in many western and southern parts of the Midwest. In contrast, highs in Michigan will be mostly in the 40s. As we go on into the latter part of the weekend, we'll likely see the warmer air in the western portions of the Midwest and plains spreading eastward as time moves forward. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see highs in the 80s common from South Dakota to Missouri and parts of Kansas, and we'll likely see temperatures turning warmer in the eastern Midwest as we move into Sunday and Monday. 80-degree temperatures will become common from parts of Iowa into Indiana, southern Indiana, and parts of Kentucky and the Delta as we move into the afternoon on Monday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.